All right, welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Oliver, and welcome back to a new Discolly episode. It is Friday, July 19th, 2024. Good morning, everyone. It is 11 a.m., which means we're back. We're back for another Discolly episode, and we are coming to you live today from the studio here at the UBC campus. I know last week, for those who listened, I was coming to you guys from the UK. I just got back yesterday. And I'm happy to be here today. I mean, I didn't really sleep that much last night, I'm not gonna lie. The jet lag did kind of hit me. I woke up at like 5 a.m. and then did not go back to bed. So here we are. Welcome back, everyone. Before we get into it, I do want to acknowledge that CATR is live and broadcasting off of the unceded traditional and ancestral lands of the Musqueam, Coast Salish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations. I am so happy to be back, and I'm so happy to bring you guys a new album. And I actually kind of find it funny, because the music that was playing right before I came on was actually in Spanish, which is a great like segue into my episode today. We are going to be covering some Spanish music. I know that there's a lot of English listeners out there, but I will say that this music that I will be showing to you guys today is one that I just love so much. And whether you understand it or don't, I will obviously bring you guys through and explain to you guys the lyrics. You can obviously just dance to it. It is Tejano music, and I feel like there's no one who does it better than the queen of Tejano music, Tex-Mex, Selena Quintanilla. For those who don't know who Selena Quintanilla is, let's see if this might maybe ring a bell for more people. But Selena Quintanilla is the icon and the role model for Selena Gomez, and actually she was named after Selena Quintanilla. But Selena Quintanilla was a very talented Mexican Tejano, so like Texas musician, who really paved the way for cumbias, for merengues, and more modern generations. I will say that, you know, there's obviously a lot more Mexican artists who paved the way for her, but she was someone who definitely broke records, broke charts, broke everything in bringing Tejano music to America. And I mean, America is in the U.S., but before we get into it, for those who are new with us today, basically how Discolly works is that for about half of the show, I'm going to bring you guys through a pretty well-known album, a pretty well-known artist, which is today Selena. And we'll be talking about her music. We'll be talking about their genres, their musicality, their artistic style, everything that has to do with them. But we'll be focusing on one album, and we'll be doing that for about half of the show. I can see myself going a little bit more, because I just love her so much. And then about halfway through the show, I will bring you guys through the Discovered Artist of the Week, which actually really cool connection to Selena. And then I will be talking to you guys about their music, kind of giving them a voice, bringing them up, giving them representation, and yeah, just having a fun time. I barely know this new Discovered Artist. I will say I did have to find someone who did Tejano music, kind of like Selena did. And I'm very excited to introduce her to you guys later. But moving on, I do want to give you guys a bit of an introduction of who Selena was. Why was she so impactful in the world in music? And just kind of go from there. I'm very excited. So Selena Quintanilla was, like I said, she was a Mexican. She did live in Texas, so that did make her as well American. Tejano singer-songwriter. She was born in April 16th of 1971. And tragically passed away when she was only 23 years old on March 31st, 1995. It is a very controversial story. I don't really want to say it on air because it is very sad, but Selena's life was taken away from her fan club manager, I think that's what it was. I can't exactly remember the title or director. The director of her fan club, Yolanda Saldivar, did take her life away, quote-unquote by accident, but it was very much not, when she was only 23 years old, and unfortunately she did pass away after that. And thus she left a legacy of the Tejano music and all of her crazy talent that she had, which is crazy because I'm 21. And I think whenever I think of Selena, I just think of always living your life to the fullest. And, you know, if you have a talent, if you have art, if you have something to share, definitely just, like, put it out there, because you got to enjoy life. You never know. And that's always something that I take out of Selena's life. Her genres that she dabbles in, I've said it like 1,000 times, but it's Tejano music, Mexican cumbia, and Tejano pop. She was originally part of a band called Selena y los Dinos, which was started when she was actually very, very young. She started her career when she was very young. She grew up in a very poor family with her parents. And once they saw that Selena had a talent for singing and her brother had a talent in music production and playing every instrument you can imagine, they decided, hey, why not? Let's put a band together and let's see what happens. Let's start playing small gigs at their restaurants, because they did own a restaurant. Starts playing some small gigs and then go from there. And they started getting recognized because they started having like really good success in the covers that they did. And then they started writing music because AB Quintanilla, who is her brother, is very talented and started writing music. And then Selena was like, here, I can sing it. And the rest is history. So yeah, Selena was part of Selena y los Dinos before she went on to be kind of like a solo artist. And I say kind of because she was still working with her brother and her bandmates, just that now it wasn't Selena y los Dinos, it was just Selena with them in the background. Selena y los Dinos released 6 albums before she began her own little brand as Selena, starting off with Selena y los Dinos in 1984, Alpha in 1986, Muñequito de Trapo in 1986 as well, and the winner is in 1987, Preciosa in 1988, and Dulce Amor and also in 1988. And then she began releasing solo studio albums with her brother and old band members. In 1989, she released her self-titled Selena, Ven Conmigo in 1990, Entre a Mi Mundo in 1992, Amor Prohibido in 1994, and Dreaming of You in 1995. Dreaming of You is her, I can't remember, it's like post-death. There's a word for it. I can't think of it right now. But it was her like post-passing away album. In 1995, it was released, I think, either like a week after or maybe the same week that she passed away. And Dreaming of You ended up being her most successful album that she had ever released. And it was also her first English album because an interesting fact, Selena, all of her music before was in Spanish, which she actually didn't speak very well, which is really interesting. She had to learn Spanish because she was gaining a lot of success. And she was always very fluent in English, but where she found success was in her Spanish music. And so that was crucial for her to be able to sing in Spanish because she did grow in the U.S. And in the U.S., you know, you speak English. But she killed it and she did a great job. But obviously she was trying to push for showing her talent in an English album, which was very risky, especially when you're known for only singing in Spanish. And then, yeah, they released it once she passed away, because obviously it was unscheduled, and it ended up doing great. It ended up doing a lot better than anyone expected, and the rest, yeah, like I said, the rest is history. But today, we will be talking about one of my favorite albums of her, Amor Prohibido, which, like I said, was released in 1994, a year right before she passed away. And Amor Prohibido was released under EMI Latin, which is also Capital Latin, which is just a Latin record label down in the States. I actually have no idea if it still exists, because I remember that they were also collaborating with Q Productions, which is the production label, or like the record label that was actually started by her dad, Abraham Quintanilla, because her dad kind of became like a manager director of the band. Very like, he had it going. He was like the man. He was like the brain, the head, the everything. Who did what did where? It was him. And so he was very strict on like what happened. And so I think they both collaborated because he still wanted to have some control over the artistic decisions that went from the band into the EMI Latin, which is very smart of him. It was released on March 22nd, 1994. It is under Tejano and Mexican Cumbia. It had 4 singles that were released before the actual album was released, with Amor Prohibido, which being the title track, Bidi Bidi Bam Bam, which I'll tell you guys the story about that song later, No Me Queda Más, which is arguably one of my favorites off of the entire album. It's a song that I've cried to many, many times, and you guys will see why. And Fotos y Recuerdos. When I go down every song, I will be translating to you guys what some things mean, so that everyone can kind of just, you know, also understand what's going on and enjoy it as much as I do, because I just love, love, love this album. And I did actually bring my vinyl today. It isn't the Amor Prohibido vinyl, because I wish I had that album on vinyl, the actual album. They just re-released it for its 30th anniversary, because this year it's its 30th anniversary, which is, wow, like to think of it, of how much time has passed. They did re-release it on a couple different colors, and I'm trying to decide which color I want, or even if I should get it, because the vinyl that I have is the Selena Ones, which is the compilation album released by Target on a picture disc, which I actually drove down to States to get it, and I love it so much. In me saying that, my point is that all the music today, hopefully all, if I have it all, will be coming to you live in studio from the turntable. So bear with me in that if there's a couple cracks, you guys know why. It is coming to you guys live. It is not from anything else but a plastic disc that turns. So I will be getting you guys started off with the first song to get you guys a little taste of who Selena was and what her genres were, because oh god, I can't wait to get into this. You listen to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Selena with Amor Prohibido. Welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that was Selena Quintanilla with Amor Prohibido. Love that song so much. I was actually just thinking about telling you guys what Amor Prohibido actually means, if you couldn't already kind of guess from the name a little bit. But Amor Prohibido means prohibited love in Spanish, and this song was from what we are told, obviously, from like the many documentaries that were released from her, but also from the movie that was released, the series on Netflix, and just reading about it. This song was inspired because Selena had a very difficult romantic life when it came to who she chose to be with and what her parents thought about it. Her mom was a little more lenient, but her dad was very strict, a very strict person. And her falling in love with one of her bandmates, Chris Perez, was like at some points the end of the world for her dad. because bandmates, you know, bandmates don't date, bandmates don't fall in love, bandmates don't do this, it's not good for business, it's not good for you, you're going to get distracted, you're not going to do this, you're not going to do that, you know, which in some case he did have a point, because Selena ended up being very rebellious with that, as any young adult would be when your dad tells you that you can't fall in love with someone that you are falling in love with. And so Amor Prohibido is just basically a song that goes through and taking you through the feelings that she was feeling during the time that she was falling in love. But it was this prohibited love. I mean, at the end of the day, she ended up marrying the guy anyway and, you know, happy ever after. But yeah, she expressed it in that sense on this. Something that I did want to say, just kind of talking about the music itself and the production behind it. The main producer of Selena was her brother, A.B. Quintanilla. That's something that you have to keep in mind, because you can just tell in this entire album and every single song that Selena ever released, there are like a couple instruments and different production styles that are consistent throughout every single song. And you know that's just, you know that's Selena. You know that's Selena. You know that's her. You know that's her brother working on it. And one of the first ones is kind of just like, you know, you can hear the cumbia in the back with the little like, that's, I think it's a maraca. I'm pretty sure it's like an electronic maraca. And then I think it might've been like a different type of synth, like an old type of synth, but or like a piano. I don't remember. I'm trying to picture like the documentary in the movie right now. But you can hear it in Amor Prohibido, that's like nee, 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 nee. It just kinda sounds like a really like high pitched piano, or a keyboard. I'm pretty sure it's a keyboard. I think that's the one that's making the sound. But that is, you'll just hear it everywhere in every single song that comes with Selena. You'll hear it in Como La Flor. I mean, it literally starts with the dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. It's literally what it is. And then this next song, it actually doesn't have it. But I think later I will be playing another song that does have it. Oh, Bidi Bidi Bom Bom has it all over. No joke. It's just something that's very consistent with Selena. Moving on down the line, actually that was the title track is actually the first song off of the entire album itself. So the title track starts off the album and then we move down to No Me Queda Más. No Me Queda Más translates to I have no other choice. There's nothing left for me to do, kind of, in not the super direct translation, but like I have no other choice is what I would translate it to. And this song was actually not written by Selena. I think it was like some things were tweaked, but it was actually written by their keyboardist, Ricky Bella. I'm pretty sure that's the name. Who in the series and in the movie? I don't know about the movie, but in the series we are told that it was written by Ricky Bella because he ended up falling for Selena's sister Suzette. Suzette was also part of the band and part of like the Selena group. She was actually the drummer and everything that had to do with percussion. And Ricky ended up falling in love with Selena's sister, Suzette. But unfortunately, Suzette was already with this guy and ended up marrying this guy. And I think I'm pretty sure they're still together. And it was something that he had to accept. And it was a love that he kind of just had to swallow, which is why the song is called No Me Queda Más, as in, like, I have no other choice but to except that you are not mine. And it is a very beautiful song. It's very, very sad. And the rework that they recently did on it, they made it sound a little bit more Mexican with more trumpets. I don't know if that's the right way to say it for you guys to picture it, like more Mexican, but like the iconic kind of like mariachi trumpet in the background. Maybe I'll let you guys listen to it so you guys can kind of get a taste for yourself of what I mean there. But yeah, like I said, this is one of my favorite songs of all time. Maybe if you guys cry to it, like, I am sorry, but I will probably be very sad while I listen to it. But yeah, fair warning. It's also a very beautiful song, and the vocals that Selena delivers in this song are outstanding. You can really see how she can have this variety in the way she presents her voice in different songs. Like in a cumbia, she'll be very like upbeat, very like short and sweet. But here, she elongates everything she says, kind of like if you're kind of reaching for something that you can't have, which for here is like the love that Ricky had. I feel like I'm spoiling it. So I'll leave you guys to listen to it. You'll listen to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And this is No Me Queda Más by Selena Quintanilla.
De tristeza y lágrimas, no me queda más que aguantar bien mi derrota y brindarte felicidad. No me queda más si tu regreso hoy sería una imposibilidad, y esto que no era amor. Lo que hoy niegas, lo que dices que nunca pasó, es el más dulce recuerdo de mi vida. Yo tenía una esperanza en el fondo de mi alma, que un día te quedaras tú conmigo, y aún guardaba una ilusión que alimentaba el corazón. Mi corazón que hoy tiene que verte como un solo amigo. Y aunque vivía enamorada y totalmente equivocada, no me importa, porque esto sí fue amor. Por mi parte, lo más lindo, el más grande amor. Y aunque siempre lo renuncies para mí, fue lo más bello. Yo tenía una esperanza en el fondo de mi alma, que un día te quedaras tú conmigo. Y aún guardaba una ilusión que alimentaba el corazón. Mi corazón que hoy tiene que verte como solo amigo. Y aunque vivía enamorada y totalmente equivocada, no me importa, porque esto sí fue amor. Por mi parte, lo más lindo, el más grande amor. Y aunque siempre lo renuncies para mí, fue lo más bello. Fue lo más bello.
Looking to get a reliable and affordable used bike? Need a repair or service to your current ride?
Come to the Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located in room 36 of the UBC Life building. Our hours are Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
If you buy a bike from us, bring it back when you're done using it, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you.
Yep, you heard us right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us, minus the cost of repairs.
For more information about our buyback policy and to stay up to date on any COVID-19 inspired changes, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
Maybe I'm just a manic pixie pacifist.
Summerlight is back, baby. On August 10th, spend the day with 14 local Vancouver acts, headlined by the Golden Age of Wrestling and actors. This year, you can attend your favorite indie music festival with no cost whatsoever. That's right, admission is free. In the East Side's very own Strathcona neighborhood, Summerlight is here to give new artists a chance to bring vibrancy to a part of Vancouver that so many artists call home. Summerlight Festival is brought to you by Light Organ Records. We can't wait to see you on August 10th.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that was Selena Quintanilla with No Me Queda Más. I always have to take a deep breath when I listen to that song because she does something with her voice where she very much, you can tell that she could be crying. Like whenever she sings like, Yo tenía una esperanza en el fondo de mi alma. She kind of adds like this like pain to her voice where she's just like, I kind of feel like she's like kind of like tearing her like throat out, or like kind of like, you know, grabbing her heart from her throat and just like, eh, like here it is. I really wish I could translate the entire lyrics for you guys because it is a very well-written song. Like Ricky did it very good, and so did Selena in singing it. But she's basically saying that she had hope in like the bottom of my heart that one day you'd fall in love with me. And I didn't care who'd come in between us. But my love for you was the prettiest, the best, the lo más bello. Which is actually funny enough. She pronounces it lo más bello, kind of like with an R. Which my mom and I, we always have a discussion because I sing it with the bello. But obviously bello is B-E-L-L-O, so it's bello. So we kind of always have like a little laugh. Or she kind of is like, Oliver, pronuncelo bien, which is like, Oliver, pronounce it correctly. Because obviously like she kind of did it to like extend the syllables in the word so that, you know, it fit the song. But anyway, yeah, that was No Me Queda Más. A very, very heartfelt song, and a song that I feel like to this day still touches many hearts. It touches mine, definitely. But I did want to mention, if you are listening to me live right now on CATR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you do want to actually see me in person do all of this, I do have a live going on right now on Instagram at _Discoli_, which is my Instagram account. If you do just want to like literally see my face talk into a mic, and kind of just in between breaks, tell you guys what's going on and show you guys different things. I did want to right now, before we get into the next song, show you guys the album and the actual like vinyl that I have, which if you do want to see, I think it's a perfect time for you guys to hop onto the live. But the vinyl I have for this, like I mentioned, is actually a compilation album. It is not the actual Amor Prohibido album, which is very sad because I wish I had it. But I'm broke right now, so I got to figure that out first and then even consider getting the vinyl. But I have Selena ones. As you can tell, it comes with a little hype sticker for the Target exclusive. So it's like a little red hype sticker that comes with it. And I just put it on the outside of my vinyl sleeve. On the inside, if you pull it out, it actually does have like kind of like a foil kind of reflective finish to it. It's not matte, as you can see on the live for people. It very much shines the light. Like it's like a mirror. And then the back is like that. It kind of just has like various different photos of Selena on it. Yeah, and then it has a track list on the back. I'm going to remove the sleeve so you guys can see the inside. And when you open it, it's a black and white photo of Selena from the Amor Prohibido photo shoot right here. And then a photo of her singing on tour or in a concert with a couple of her production credits. And then actually this comes with a double LP, which means two discs for those who didn't know. And the discs are picture discs. I'm not usually a fan of picture discs because sometimes the audio quality can be a little bit funky because a picture disc is basically like a not plastic, but like a paper picture in between plastic that's been pressed down. So sometimes it can be a little wonky, but they're very nice. The front cover, I wish I could show you guys the one that I have on the turntable. It's just like, it's just that same photo that's in the inside, but this is one of them where she's singing. It says Selena 1s, that's disc 1 side A, and that's disc 1 side B, and it's just like a faded one of her. It's very nice. The color that we have on this one is purple, Which is, I think, one of her like most iconic colors. I don't exactly. It was kind of just represented everywhere, kind of with the flower, like como la flor, and also in her iconic dome performance where she wore, I don't even like that, like cross X crossed jumpsuit for one of her last performances. Which, oh my god, I wish I could show you guys that video. I watch it. I used to watch it all the time. I did stop that addiction though because I was watching it all the time. And my vinyl actually also comes with a little poster, which I haven't hung up yet because I don't know where to put it. And it's just a photo of her that says Selena. That's it. Very simple, very fun, very awesome, very me, because I love a vinyl that comes with a poster, because my wall will just be covered with every single poster possible. But yeah, moving down the line, I wonder if there's anything else I wanted to say before I play the next song. I don't think so. But yeah, I hope you guys liked No Me Queda Más and being one of my favorite songs. But yeah, so the next song that I want to play for you guys is going to be El Chico del Apartamento 512. For those, I said that very quickly, but El Chico del Apartamento 512. The guy from the apartment 512, from apartment 512. This song is very upbeat. I love it so much. Whenever it comes on in the car, I'm just like, hey, 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 hey. It's just so much fun. But it's basically about like having like a little crush. I always kind of picture myself like a little vacation crush when you go on vacation and like you just kind of like, ooh, you're just like, oh my god, like why is that person like really, really attractive? Like, oh my god, it's like what apartment is he, or like what room number is he? Like, I gotta know, like I gotta see what happens. But it's funny because it's about a guy both hitting on her and her hitting on him, which I'm guessing would be Selena. And they kind of just like meet each other all the time. They kind of cross paths. And then at the end, there's kind of a twist where I actually never get it right. I'm not sure if it's like, buscabas a mi hermano or buscabas a mi hermana. Buscabas a mi hermano. Like, I don't know if the guy ended up being gay. And like when he like goes up to actually like tell her something, he's like, oh my God, were you looking for my brother? Or like, were you looking for my sister and not me? It's like, poof. I was like, that must hurt. But like, it's funny. But anyway, I'll let you guys listen to this song and vibe out a little bit before we wrap up Selena. And I do want to play with you guys one more song after that, because I have so many songs that I want to play. But I still want to play our Discovered Artist for the week. So you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And this is Selena Quintanilla with El Chico del Apartamento 512.
Y se me apartamento 512. El que hace mi pobre corazón saltar es a quien le hago cartas noche y día que no puedo entregar. El chico del apartamento 512 es el que me hace tartamuda y más. Es en que yo pienso y sueño noche y día. Es solo él. De veras que sentí mi corazón quebrándose cuando de repente me preguntó: ¿buscabas a mi hermano? El chico del apartamento 512, el que hace mi pobre corazón saltar, es a quien le hago cartas noche y día que no puedo entregar. El chico del apartamento 512, es el que me hace tanta muda y más. Es el que yo pienso es niño noche y día. Es solo él. El chico del apartamento 512, el que hace mi pobre corazón saltar, es a quien le hago cartas noche y día. Del apartamento 512, el chico del apartamento 512.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that was Selena Quintanilla with El Chico del Apartamento 512. Like I mentioned, it is a very, very, very upbeat song, a song that always gets me going, always gets me kind of dancing. If you are on live, you were definitely seeing me dancing, and just kind of vibing out here in my chair. I did want to kind of give a quick little shout out to my family in Mexico who is listening right now live, because this is an album and an episode that they could probably understand a little bit more than the ones that I usually do. So, hola familia, todo mundo en México. Muchas gracias por poder escucharme hoy aquí en CATR 101.9 FM. But back to what we are talking about, which was El Chico del Apartamento 512. Listening to that song again, I was actually just telling the live that I'm pretty sure I actually got it wrong, that when she went up to him, kind of like hitting on him or wanting to talk to him, he said to her, "You were looking for my brother," as in like he never was interested in her. He never was flirting with her. He never was actually eyeing her or anything. And that's when she was like, "Y mi corazón se quebró," as in like my heart broke when he said that, because I was just like, I thought we had a vibe. I thought we had a connection, and apparently there was none. Well, on his side, but on her side there was, which is why it kind of just becomes fun. And she's kind of just, you know, dancing around and just, you know, having fun with the song. It's definitely a very, very, very danceable song, which I hope everyone can do every now and then. Moving down the track list. Actually, I kind of ignored the track list for a bit, but after No Me Queda Más Es Cobarde, which just means coward in English. Fotos y Recuerdos, which is the single that I told you guys. I love that song. It starts off very like with a violin, like Fotos y Recuerdos. Woo, woo, so fun. El Chico del Apartamento 512. And then the song that I want to play right now, Bidi Bidi Bam Bam, arguably one of her most famous songs. I think it's right after Como La Flor. Como La Flor is a song that everyone should know, in my opinion. It is a very beautiful song. Como la flor just means like the flower. And Bidi Bidi Bam Bam actually has no translation in English because it's not actually a word in Spanish either. Bidi Bidi Bam Bam, according to the Netflix series, was a title that she came up with because she was thinking of Itty Bitty Bubble. She wanted to write a song because she was kind of like in this kind of like artistic fart or fog, where like you kind of like just don't know what else to write anymore. And so she was thinking of like, oh my God, Itty Bitty Bubble as a song. And she started writing it. It's called Itty Bitty Bubble. And then she was just like, oh my God, like she ended up with Bidi Bidi Bam Bam. And Bidi Bidi Bam Bam ended up being this like kind of like cumbia where she's just like, Bidi Bidi Bam Bam, Bidi Bidi Bum. It's just danceable. I actually never paid attention to the lyrics if it had anything to do with love. It probably did. Everything to her was, she was the definition of love. If you fell in love with someone or if you hated someone, her. But it was mostly if you fell in love with someone. But I'll let you guys listen to Bidi Bidi Bam Bam because, I mean, there's no other way to explain it than the most beady of the bum bums in all of, that was so cringy, in all of her discography. But you'll listen to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And this is Selena Quintanilla with Bidi Bidi Bam Bam.
Bam Bam. que lo veo pasar. Mi corazón se enloquece, y me empieza a palpitar. Corazón igual.
There is a lot of music out there, but only some is strange enough for you. My name is B, and on SlimeWire, I do the work for you, picking out freaky tunes to rule your nighttime world. So check it out, every Wednesday at 10 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Redgate is calling you to the dance floor. On the 20th of July, we celebrate 20 years of Redgate with 20 acts from your favorite Vancouver locals. From Hallelujah Halu to M01E. Oh, and did I mention it's free? From 2 to 8 p.m., come one, come all. Redgate would love to celebrate with y'all this July 20th and 21st. Check out Redgate Art Society on Instagram for more information.
All right, you're welcome back. Listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Discali. I mean, the last 15 minutes of Discali. But that was Selena Quintanilla with Bidi Bidi Bum Bum, as she said a thousand times. But I love it. I love it so much. I think she actually is talking about how her heart goes Bidi Bidi Bum Bum, like it kind of just jumps in Bidi Bidi Bum Bum. Because she's like, cada vez que lo veo pasar, which is like every time that I see him, I knew it was about love. Every time that I see him pass, mi corazón se lo que se. It's like my heart knows what it wants. It's just basically her being like, my heart knows like that I want him and that I'll break for him. I'll fold for him. I'll fall for him. I'll everything for him. But he is for me. And my heart knows it because it goes beady, beady, bum, bum. But that's basically the entirety of its song when it comes to lyrics. Like I said, definitely one of the more upbeat songs. A lot of fun goes into that song. And it's always something that I dance to. And I hope you were dancing to it too. I hope you guys on the live are dancing as well, if you guys can, if you guys aren't at work. But the last song that I do want to play, because I need to wrap it up. I need to talk about Veronica Mesa, which, ooh, crazy, crazy, crazy connection with her. But I'm going to play one more song for you guys. One more. Which is one of my favorites as well. Which actually, funny story. I would play the song so many times in my car that I actually realized that it's the only song that whenever I turn on my blinker, it is on beat with my blinker. Which is one of the most satisfying things that could ever humanly happen. And I hope everyone has that experience one day when you guys are driving. I'm going to be playing Si Una Vez. Si Una Vez is a song about, like, not really revenge, but, like, once you're, like, done with someone. It's like, Si Una Vez dije que te amaba, hoy me arrepiento. Which is like, if I told you once or one time that I loved you, I regret it today. So we're moving on. We're moving on from it. But you listen to CATR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And this is Si Una Vez by Selena Quintanilla. That was Si Una Vez by Selena Quintanilla. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That basically wraps up Selena Quintanilla for today. Like I said, I was very much going to go overboard, very overboard with Selena, because there's just so much I have to say about her and so much more left. I felt like I was also stuttering and all over the place just because I was still processing. I'm rambling. Anyway. That was Selena Quintanilla with Si Una Vez. Like you can kind of tell that she kind of has some anger going on in the song, where she was like, I'm moving on, and if I told you once that I loved you, I take it back, because you were terrible. So that's the entirety of the song. If you do want to listen to more Selena Quintanilla, like I said, she's all over iTunes. She's everywhere. Just search up Selena. You might get Selena Gomez right next to her, but just press Quintanilla. That's with a Q, not a K or a C. Moving on to the Discovered Artist of the Week, we have Veronica Mesa. Veronica Mesa is someone who kind of had a shot up in her career in the early 2000s. Yeah, early 2000s, kind of like bordering 2010. She's Canadian. She is actually from Toronto. She grew up in Toronto. She was actually born... Where did she say she was born? Oh my God, why am I blanking? I totally had it somewhere here. But she was born in Latin America, and then she grew up in Canada, in Toronto, where she was introduced to Selena Quintanilla, crazy crossover, by her mom, who would play her music all the time and who would play the movie starring Jennifer Lopez, which is how, interesting fact, Jennifer Lopez got her name, as in like her name as in like her name known to the world, and got her celebrity and her success because she got the role of playing Selena Quintanilla in her biography movie and like those like movies about people. What are they called? Biopic. That's what it's called. A biopic. Oh my God, I would get so mad if I didn't know. So that's how Jennifer Lopez got famous. But Veronica Mesa is someone who wanted to bring Tejano music to Canada and someone who brought Tejano music to Canada. And she started writing Tejano music and regional Mexican music. Funny enough, produced and under the management and also the artistic style and knowledge of Abraham Quintanilla, which is her dad, Selena's dad, which is like a crazy crossover. I'm like, how does that happen? To get the chance to do that, like Mr. Quintanilla is crazy. Anyway, and so they worked together to produce two songs that I will be playing to you guys for you guys to listen to. But before I do forget, I want to say that up next at midday, which is 12, which is in 8 minutes, we have Dave Radio Presents The Eclectic Lunch. So definitely stick around to listen to The Eclectic Lunch. It's always a fun time with Dave. But without further ado, I will be playing Veronica Mesa's Amor Como El Mio, which is very similar to Selena, which is why I picked it for today. This is Veronica Mesa with Amor Como El Mio. You listen to CITR 101.9 FM. Welcome back. You listen to CATR 101.9 FM Vancouver and the end of Discali for today. I did want to have enough time to keep playing a little bit more of Veronica Mesa before I do have to log off. So I will be playing a little snippet of her other song called El Jardín, which is actually written by her dad after reading a little blog post of hers. And then I'll give a couple end opinions and then we'll log off with one of her songs from her English EP, because just like Selena, she also dabbled in English music, but English pop, not English Tejano music like Selena did. You listen to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is El Jardín by Veronica Mesa.
Confesarte algo muy grande de lo que siento aquí dentro de mí. Si piensas que mi amor se ha terminado, es fuego que encendido es para ti. Aunque estemos lejos uno del otro, mi amor y pensamiento es para ti. Pero la flor sin agua se marchita. Ven pronto y dame vida, corazón. Si quieres respirar el polen de mi amor, regresa a tu jardín que solo está. No busques en el mar.
All right, that was a little snippet of El Jardín by Veronica Mesa. Which actually, now that I listen to it, she has a lyric where she says, La flor sin agua se marchita, which is interesting because there's a song by Selena Quintanilla, which is Como la flor, where she talks about a flower without water, se marchita. Marchita just means wilt, like it wilted. The last song that I want to play before I log off, or the song that I wanted to log off with, is going to be Consolation by her English EP, Veronica Mesa. Thank you guys so much for joining today and being with me on this radio show. If you do want to reach out to me or know more about me or more about my show, Discali, I have an Instagram account and I'm on the CITR page at just under Discali, and on Instagram on underscore Discali underscore. Feel free to reach out to me and I'm very happy to talk to you. But this is Veronica Mesa with Consolation. I'll see you guys next week for another episode. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM for the last time. And this is Veronica Mesa with Consolation English song.